Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And just thank you for another day where you keep us delighting in you so that we can see, hear, and walk with you and so grow and be a light of encouragement to others as well in our family, in our neighborhood, and in the world, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 11, verse 10 to 12. As the truth of Christ is in me, my boast of independence will not be silenced in the regions of Achaia. Why? Because I do not love or wish you well or have regard for your welfare? God knows I do. But what I am doing, I will keep doing, for I am determined to keep this independence in order to cut off the claim of those who want an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in the things they brag about.
So just as Paul is in this race and he daily, like us, gets the truth of God in his heart and in his head, and then he keeps it in the day as you go out, you stay in the truth. Sometimes you have to turn the other cheek, but you keep your peace, and other times you've got the joy of sharing your salvation. But that's it. It's about staying in the truth and staying in the truth, staying in the light and staying on the road that God has got for you. So Paul is keeping himself in delighting in the Lord and in casting all his cares on the Lord and getting his dreams and his desires and everything from the Lord, because in him we live and move and have our being. And in doing that, he's setting a good example. He's not coveting other people's things. He's staying in the light as the Lord is in the light. And his hope and motivation is, just as it is for him as for us as well, is that his others wake up. But especially, he's not talking about the others, the other people going off track, the false prophets. He's speaking here about the body of Christ just stays awake and on fire and in tune with their God. And that's our heart for our children, for our friends and our family, and then for the world. So just stay abiding, guys. Stay in tune and know that we've got a path. So it's important to stay in our path, and that's our boast, and that's where we shine, because it's God's plan for our lives. And also just to be encouraged that you know that just as God has shepherded you, he's also shepherding our children and our friends and our family and the world out there. We've just got to keep in tune, developing on schedule, and God's doing the rest. So be blessed as you arise and shine. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.